We have been exploring transformational youth ministry. The mission is to unleash the leadership potential of youth residing in higher risk communities. The vision is transformation in the heart of at-risk communities, where youth grow in faith and confidence to serve others, starting with the children of their neighborhood and reaching as far as God's purpose for their lives takes them. And then the means is transformational discipleship, an approach to youth ministry centered on maximizing the adolescent leadership experience in ways that mold youth for future service and motivate the future leaders or children that they influence. Defining concepts. The felt need concept. Hearing the need, the felt need of young people, and then bringing Jesus to the point of that need. Growing up urban, the code of the street, understanding the influence that is impacting young people, that is the dominant thinking that helps them survive. Assumptions. Assumptions are anything you believe to be true without proof. Assumptions have a way of defining what we do and why we do that, what the expectations are of people. These assumptions may or may not be true, but these assumptions can definitely, if they're the wrong assumptions, they can stifle youth development. And then the medium is the message. That our work, we don't just walk in and talk and our words just dominate. No, it's what we do. It's what is what young people see. It's what they experience. The medium is the message. Rooted in mission, that youth development, urban youth ministry, is not just a small thing. It impacts the next generation of young people, the next generation of leaders, and that it is kingdom oriented, that it is a part of God's kingdom agenda to bring you in contact with youth in a way that transforms their lives. Stories matter. God works through time. He has worked in your life and He works in the lives of young people. And even if they are tragic, God is still at work. He is still there. And to recognize God in the story is to help you understand who God is and what His great purpose is for you. Stories do matter. Transformation, the renewing of the mind, the renewing of the mind. And then discipleship, it's a learning and growing relationship always. And then the discipleship-rich environment. We can create environments that are characterized by these honest answers to honest questions. Kids may come into your program and they would not talk about these things outside. But when they come into your group, they will talk, they will listen, they want to learn, they know they are being heard, and it's a place where they truly can discover who they are and who God is and how much God loves them. So, that's transformational discipleship. But now, the next series of talks are going to be about the transformational leader. Any organization or organizational unit is a direct reflection of the leadership it is given, for good or for bad. I don't know what you think about leadership. Leadership is not always a welcomed word. There are things associated with it, like being dominant or being controlling or not being equal. These kinds of thoughts can diminish leadership, but the reality is leadership is important. And so building a ministry that transforms requires transformational leadership. And that's what we're going to be, we will be covering in the next series of talks.